Hello, I'm Andrew Kaunitz, professor and associate chair in the OBGYN department, University of Florida College of Medicine in Jacksonville. Today I'd like to discuss hormonal contraception and risk of breast cancer. Many women wonder if use of hormonal contraception might increase their risk of being diagnosed with breast cancer. A recent report in the New England Journal of Medicine used Danish national databases to determine the association between use of hormonal contraception and risk of invasive breast cancer in women aged 15 to 49 years. Some 1.8 million women were followed from 1995 to 2012. Among these women, more than 11,000 breast cancers were diagnosed. Birth control pills represented the most common hormonal contraceptives used, with the second most common method being the progestin IUD. Compared with women who had never used hormonal contraceptives, the relative risk of breast cancer in current or recent users was 1.20. Current or recent use of the progestin-releasing IUD was associated with a similar small elevated risk. Both of these relative risks achieved statistical significance. Unfortunately, several shortcomings reduce the credibility of this Danish study's findings. The investigators used a database which includes women 15 to 79 years. However, more than 3/4 of invasive breast cancers are diagnosed in women older than age 49. Accordingly, it was surprising that the authors chose to limit their analysis to younger women. Screening mammograms and clinical breast exams strongly contribute to the diagnosis of breast cancer. Therefore, I was also surprised that the authors did not adjust their findings for these two items. Finally, epidemiologists caution that in cohort studies, odds ratios of less than 2 should not be interpreted as suggesting causation. It is therefore puzzling that the investigators failed to acknowledge this major limitation of their findings. An NIH-funded case-control study performed by the Centers for Disease Control, which many consider to be definitive with respect to this topic, found no association of an elevated risk of breast cancer with use of oral contraceptives. The findings of this Danish study will not change how I counsel women regarding benefits and risks of hormonal contraception. Thank you for the honor of your time. I am Andrew Kaunitz.